Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips. Nosh. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk about a pretty cool iPhone app that I learned about recently. It is called Nosh, N-O-S-H, and it allows you to rate the food at various restaurants that you go to. There's an app for iPhone and an app for Android, and you can go to the website also. It is nosh.me, N-O-S-H.me. And the iPhone app is pretty accessible. What essentially you do is you go into the app, find a restaurant that's near you. It keeps track of your location. So as you go along, your location changes. The restaurants that are around you change. So you find you go into a restaurant, find it in the Nosh listing of restaurants, and you can rate the food that it offers. It pulls up a list of dishes that that restaurant serves, and you can rate them individually. You can write a little review, and it will appear on the Nosh website. And when other users go into that restaurant and look it up with the app, they will see your rating of the particular food. So you don't actually rate the restaurant, you rate the dish.
251.
I'm going to show you how it works.
Slide to unlock. Nosh.
On the iPhone. It is free, N-O-S-H, in the App Store. So I've opened the app now.
2:51 p.m.
And I've opened the app. And when you first install the app, it will ask you a couple things. It will say, can I use your current location? And you say yes. And then it will say, we would like you to sign up. In order to use it, you have to sign up and create a profile and all this. And there's really not much to your profile other than your username and where you live. And you sign up. I used Facebook to sign up, but you can use, you know, you can sign up from scratch. And I did that with the phone. I didn't need to go on the website to do that. And now once I'm here, there is a dock. It comes up automatically, I believe, with a list of restaurants that are nearby. And there is a dock at the bottom, though.
Feed button.
A feed.
Selected. Nosh button.
A Nosh.
My profile button.
And your profile. That's basically all the dock is.
Selected. Feed button.
And the feed, I'm not quite sure what it does. It's like blog posts that people have posted, I guess, in their blogs about certain restaurants. But it doesn't seem like there are restaurants nearby where you live or anything. So I'm not quite sure how it goes about determining what to show in there. So I'm not exactly 100% certain about that. But the Nosh, when you select that on the dock, it brings up the list of restaurants that are nearby you. You can search for a different restaurant if it's not in the list, if the one you're at or the one you want to look for, say you're not at the restaurant now, but you were previously, and you want to rate it now that you rate the food now that you're back, you can look for it. With VoiceOver, you kind of have to get to the search box, which is at the very top of the screen before the list of restaurants. You kind of have to find the first restaurant in the list and then do a flick left and you will find the search box. Otherwise, it's a little bit difficult to find. But in that search box, you type in the restaurant you want.
Bojangles Famous Chicken Biscuits. 3301 South Wilmington Street, 0.6 miles.
Right across the street from me, or almost across the street from me. And people go in from work all the time and bring us back biscuits. Well, maybe not all the time. Once a month, maybe. So has anyone rated these biscuits? I'm really curious about this. I'm going to go into Nosh.
Back button.
And when you go into the restaurant, when you double tap on that, you have the following information.
Me and friends, Norm. Back button. Bojangles Famous Chicken Biscuits.
The name.
Info button.
The information, which essentially if I bring it up, it'll give me the phone number and the address, and occasionally a link to the menu.
Me and friends, normal button.
That takes you to your list of friends, I do believe, and I don't have any right now, so fellow noshers, if you will.
Selected. Top rated normal button. Alphabetical normal button.
I have it at top rated, and it also has a list of the food items alphabetically. You can select to view them that way.
Top rated menu. 8 PC. Box and 4 biscuits. 1 ratings.
Okay, so there is something with a rating here. So one thing about this app that's nice is you can look down the list and see pretty much all the dishes. If you go to alphabetical, you'll especially get them all the dishes that the restaurant serves. So I'm going to go into this 8-piece chicken and biscuit dinner rating. See what
back button.
See what it's rated.
8 PC. Box and 4 biscuits. Bojangles Famous Chicken Biscuits. Raleigh. 1 ratings. Flag for review.
You can flag it for review yourself.
Nosh it button.
You can nosh it, which means you can check in and tell everyone you're eating this right now.
Cancel button.
And if I say I want to nosh it, which basically tells people I'm eating it right now, I can take a picture of it.
Camera button, button, button. Write a review, dimp, text field.
You can write a review.
Twitter, configure.
You can post on Twitter that you are eating this dish right now.
Facebook.
It adds a whole new dimension to lunch and dinner tweets. You can post on Facebook that you're eating this right now.
Facebook, switch button, off, done, button.
And of course,
face, right button,
done.
Camera button.
I don't
button.
Know what this unlabeled button does near camera.
Bojangles fame, APC. Cancel button. Alert. Save this draft. Delete draft.
And
button.
I want to delete the draft.
Back. Back button. Top rated menu.
For some reason, Cajun
filet biscuit.
Any text associated with that rating. Maybe it was just a photo.
Back.
So
back button.
I'm going to go back to the list of
search.
Restaurants.
Search field.
And I'm
Domino's
going to
Pizza.
Find one that I
Fenway
know
Sports
has
Subway.
A rating.
Elsa Innkeeper. Hope Cafe. KF Grill 50. McDonald's. Check. China. Don't see. Oh, Charlie's. 4,308.
Charlie's nearby that
back.
Has
back
some dishes that have been rated.
Last updated. Never. Top rated menu.
It's looking.
Chicken tenders. One ratings.
And I know that has a rating, so let's go in
back.
There.
Back button. Chicken tenders.
You can't
oh, Charlie's.
Go wrong with
Raleigh.
Chicken tenders,
original.
Right?
Buffalo. Chipotle. One ratings. One reviews.
And it has one review.
Back button.
When things are simply rated, it's possible that they give like a configuration of stars and you can't see what the rating is, but you can read the reviews. So,
Joey P. Ordered as an appetizer keeps the meal cheap, but you still get plenty of tasty food. Nosh it button.
And then, of course, you're back to the nosh it. So, that's one little tip. When you look at the rating, you can't see the rating. When you get a choice to rate something, you can rate it as inappropriate, you know, good, satisfied, that kind of thing. But I guess it's an accessibility thing. You don't see the ratings, but you can read the reviews. So that's something that I might want to point out.
From
a voiceover standpoint, you can't read that particular piece of information. But otherwise, this is really fun. I've never seen an app that allows you to rate the dishes served at a particular restaurant. So that is definitely a unique thing that this app allows you to do. It is for iPhone and Android, and I believe for both operating systems, it is free. You can go to the website and find out more information at nosh.me, N-O-S-H.me. And of course, you can find the app in both the Android Marketplace and iOS App Store. It really is simple as that. Thank you very much, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.